Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 1, I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want to give you a little recipe today from the Bible. A recipe is something that is written down and you can reproduce and have the same byproduct every time. As long as you follow the recipe, the outcome will be the same. Now, the word prosperity here. I'm going to give you a recipe for prosperity. Prosperity is not productivity. Prosperity is a quality word, not a quantity word. Prosperity means you're going to give the best of what you have. It's not necessarily accumulating a lot, but it's accumulating the best. And God gives us a very clear recipe here in Psalm 1 about how to have prosperity. Now, there are 5 ingredients, and then I'm going to show you how that they work together. First of all, we have the ingredient of walking not in the counsel of the ungodly. Notice it does not just say, don't walk with the ungodly. God says not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. God does not want us walking in life by the advice, the preferences, the ways, and the philosophies of the lost world. That's what Proverbs chapter 20, verse 18 are all about. Music is counsel. That means we ought not listen to the world and to the lost people's music. Books written by people that aren't right and aren't scripturally correct. Harry Potter, witchcraft, bad doctrine, get-rich-quick philosophies, the philosophies of the world, psychology, which is man's study of man. We should not be as churches seeking the counsel of the ungodly on how to build our buildings, on how to run our church services, on what people need or want in a church service. That's up to God, not up to the world. So we're not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Let's not go get our advice where the world gets their advice. Number 2, we're not to stand in the way of sinners. We should not stop and hang around the ways of the sinful. Too many churches and too many Christians want to be like sinners to reach sinners. They want to bring in drama or music or motivational talks or health and wealth to increase their giving. This is why culture does not change truth. I don't care how cultured or non-cultured somebody is. Truth does not change dependent on who it's talking to. We should not take our young people places that will entice them to be like the world. I think it's dangerous having youth activities where we have to go to the world and pay the world to entertain us. And as long as we do it as a Christian group, it's okay, but one-on-one, it's probably not a good idea. Those are things that scare me, and that is standing in the way of sinners. I'm not saying it's a sinful thing to go to an amusement park. But I will say this, most of them now have water parks, and people are running around nearly naked, and we want to take our young people there and sponsored by the church. I think that we ought not stand in the way of sinners. Number three, we ought not sit in the seat of the scornful. Scorners are those who question rules and decide whether or not they're going to obey. These are people who want to ask why. And why do I have to follow that rule all the time? We should not sit where scorners sit. Sitting means you're planted. You're not moving. You're sitting and talking. This is a stubbornness to allow yourself to decide if you're going to obey truth or not. Well, I don't see it that way, preacher. I don't feel convicted by it, pastor. That was a different age. This is now. Those are all things that a scorner would say. And we're not to sit and listen to people talk like that. Don't sit and criticize leaders or anyone else. Scorners are people that say, well, if I were the leader, you wouldn't have to do that. We ought not be sitting with scorners. I hate cliques. You have a group of people that think they're somebody and won't let anybody else in, and they think they have power because they have a little group, but that's not what God wants. Those are scorners. People who roast the preacher after the Sunday sermons or the Wednesday night Bible study. People who would say, well, if those were my kids, this is what I would do. You know what? Let's keep our opinions to ourselves unless asked for. Number four, delight in the law of the Lord. Enjoy God's word, reading it. Enjoy God's word, hearing it preached. Enjoy obeying God's word. Delight in seeing God's word change lives, in soul winning, in Sunday school, seeing your own family time and people in your own home growing. Teaching children to walk with God and seeing them do it on their own and seeing them grow in the Lord. God does not work outside of his word. He has magnified his word above his name, Psalm 138, verse number 2. And that's why we ought to use the word. And lastly, meditate on the Bible day and night. The word meditate means to chew the cud or rudiment. After you read the Bible, think about it all day. Think about it all night. Bible preaching is truth that has been meditated upon. Keep Bible thoughts on a 3x5 card in your pocket. Write notes in your Bible. It's not sinful to write in your Bible. It's not a sinful thing. I've worn out many a Bibles, and mine are tattered from all the notes that I've kept through the years. Write on them as God gives you thoughts and things that grab your attention. You know, take 15 minutes a day and just think about one truth that you read in the Bible that day. Meditate. Look at it from all angles. Keep the Bible in your mind. Now this recipe, take these five ingredients. Take the ingredient of not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, sitting in the seat of the scornful, delighting in the law of the Lord, and meditating on the word of God day and night, and mix them thoroughly in every part of your life. You'll need to beat it. It's going to take some whisking and some pounding out the lumps because of how tough we are. But when we get it mixed thoroughly, prosperity will come into your life. You'll not have to try to prosper. It'll come naturally. This is one of those sweet recipes from the Word of God. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.